Born to make smells. Hello, everyone.
That is an intro.
This is Scriptical. I'm David.
And I'm Lisa.
And we are going to talk about a specific movie called...
Specific. It's in the Pacific.
It's a Pacific movie.
Specific.
No, it's... Well, it's kind of... It's Los Angeles, so it is in the Pacific.
Mm.
It is Airheads.
Yeah, it's about blondes.
It is a... Well... He has to find blondes wearing leather.
That's right.
Wearing black.
Yeah. Blonde hair, black leather, out on the strip.
Yeah. In the early 90s, that would be very tough to find.
Indeed.
So.
Tell us about Airheads, David. What year is this movie?
1994.
1994.
Now, I feel like Airheads 1994, it's kind of getting to the end of the this era that they're trying to. It feels too late in 1994. You know what I mean? Like, was there a lot of still hairband, metal-y kind of stuff? It was around.
But it was dying off, which I think is probably the point.
Yeah, it was really dying off.
Yeah, so I feel like it is, they've done an accurate depiction.
A depiction.
Well, that's what happens when you get a really...
That's why they're born to raise smells.
That's the guy that owns the radio station. He's a depiction.
He is a depiction.
Yeah.
Although I love Michael McKean, but he is a prick in this movie.
Who? Michael McKean?
Michael McKean.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. I thought you were talking about Michael Richards. And I'm like, that's not his last name.
No.
Yeah, no.
Okay, let's do the budget and box office.
Sure.
And then we can talk about who's in it.
Please.
So the budget of this movie was $11.2 million.
Wow. They're probably just hiring out the radio station.
It was probably getting those amps and stuff on the roof.
No, they were fake.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Born to make smells. Sorry. So you would have any guess of what the... box office this movie was.
I feel like
was.
This wasn't popular at all. I feel like it didn't do very good.
You're very good at these.
Yeah. I feel like 8 million.
Oh, it's even less, 5. So it made half its money.
Jesus. I only found out this movie after the fact, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, this was a video rental one for a lot of people.
Yeah.
This was like 1996, 97, people found it and went, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because they found it after Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like they Happy returned Gilmore to the Adam went, Sandler Fest.
Yeah, or they saw Encino Man and went, oh, what else is Brendan Fraser in? Let's talk about the people in it.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser.
Oh, what?
I know. It's amazing. And Steve Buscemi. Buscemi Chemicals.
Mr. Weirdface.
Yes. Yeah, what's the one in Fargo? He's a funny-looking guy, and they say, what kind of way?
In just a general kind of way. Yes, that's how
that's
we
like
say
his whole fucking
time.
Career has been described as that.
Either that or going, hey, wedding singer. Oh! And then falling back.
Talking of wedding singers,
yes.
Adam Sandler.
He was a wedding singer.
He was.
Yes.
It also has Chris Farley.
Yep, Farley.
It has Ernie Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
The Ghostbuster himself. That's right.
He doesn't say, I'm getting too old for this shit, but he's close to.
He wouldn't say that.
In this movie, he would.
Why are you saying that? It's got nothing to do with him.
But that's what the cop does. The old cop says, I'm too old for this shit.
Okay,
his borderline says it.
Okay.
Almost.
Michael McKean, as we discussed.
Yes.
Our friend from Best in Show.
Uh-huh.
It also has Judd Nelson.
Yep.
Outstanding.
Don't you forget about him.
It has Joe Montana. Which I find hilarious.
Because it features in another Adam Sandler movie,
yes,
which is Waterboy.
And I think that's intentional. Yeah, I didn't realise it was.
Yeah. You're talking about John Montana.
Michael Richards?
Yes.
The cop whose wife goes off with the pool boy, his name is Marshall Bell.
Yes, who's in a fuck ton of stuff, but you never know by name.
David Arquette, who is off the fucking
show. So crazy, man. So crazy.
Harold Ramis.
Yes. Yeah, two Ghostbusters. No.
Exactly.
No,
there's
waiting.
Two Ghostbusters in here.
Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters. I'm surprised Dan Aykroyd's not just in this as a cameo, as a cabbie or something.
Well, he features in another of Adam Sandler's movie.
That's true.
Adam Sandler hasn't done a movie with Bill Murray yet.
I don't think so.
Otherwise, he'd have almost a whole set.
He'd have all of them.
Yeah, he would too, wouldn't he?
He would. He'd have all of them. Maybe Bill Murray just doesn't want to be in a movie with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I mean, he might have been, but we just might not know about it.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Alan Covey.
I made a joke.
I made a joke.
Did you?
Yes,
okay,
so
good.
We're not going to go too far into that.
Okay, now we have cameos.
Yes.
Rob Zombie is in this movie, and Kurt Loder, who is a screen critic or writing critic.
No idea.
Now, let's do it here, okay?
Let's do it. Right,
let's do it here.
On the podcast.
Now, you know the part where he gets revealed that his name is Chester?
Yes.
And some people, like he says, is it D&D, whatever like that. And there's a bunch of people yelling out things.
Yeah.
Did you know that those are all fairly famous people?
No idea.
Okay. So, the guy who is, I wrote for the school magazine, that's Lemmy.
Ah, Lemmy is God.
That's him. He wrote for the school magazine.
Jesus.
So they got him in the movie that way.
Yeah. Takes you out of it if you knew.
Exactly.
I had no idea.
And the guy who says the thing about corduroy is actually the writer of the movie.
Ah.
Rich Williams.
Yeah. What about the guy that masturbated constantly?
Yeah, I think he was some too, but I didn't pick it up exactly who that was. Okay.
Just a wanker.
So I'm getting more into like trivia here. So there's sort of trivia bits.
Yeah.
Mike Judge, you know, the guy that's Beavis and Butthead?
Yes.
That is Beavis and Butthead. It's him doing it. It's not someone doing an impersonation of
him. No, it's quite clearly them.
Yeah.
Or him.
It's quite clearly him.
Mm.
The band who is the Sons of Thunder
yep.
is actually a real band called the Galactic Cowboys.
Right. Sons of Thunder is better.
It doesn't get much better.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. White Zombie are the band in the club, which we know. The song Degenerated. Is actually originally a song by a band called Reagan Youth in 1980.
Oh, wow.
So it's a punk song from the 1980s.
Okay.
And my last... Oh, I've got two more things. There's one where when he yells out, you know, and they're trying to get the power back on, he yells out, they've got Rodney guns King. And they've got the guns
yeah.
and we've got the power or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a song. That's a line from a song by The Doors.
Right.
And the very last one is that car park they're in.
Yeah.
Did you notice the building that was across from the building that they're in?
I noticed there was a building, but I didn't know what it was.
You
didn't notice
what it was?
Special.
It's Nakatomi Plaza.
Oh wow!
It's the Die Hard building.
Oh wow! Oh, okay, that makes that. That's weird.
And that's why it's the joke on it. See, because it's happening. It's in the same car. Yeah. You share the car park with them. And only once I know, that's when I said to you,
that's
I've noticed.
That's what I said, I'm too old for this shit. That's what I should have said.
Well, it's nothing to do it again.
It does. Doesn't he say that in that movie?
No, it's Mr. Lethal Winslow? Weapon.
Oh, doesn't it? No, but I'm sure that I'm sure it's said in more than one movie.
Oh, He might say it. Okay. But either way, that's the thing that, like, when I said to you, once you see it, you're like, oh my God, because they kept shooting it from the other angle to show you the building behind them.
Yeah.
And the whole time, I've never noticed that before. Like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Every time I watch this. But once you know that's the thing, you're like, oh, of course that's what that building is.
Yeah, I probably don't pay much attention to Die Hard.
Yeah. Well,
I've seen it a couple of times, but I'm not looking. Let's be real.
But this movie, like, I feel like they needed to make that more realistic. Like, more.
Yes.
Because I feel like they did it intentionally. But people who don't know what it is are going to be like, oh, like, you know.
Why are they doing this?
No one even noticed it.
I just thought it was a nice shot.
Yeah. Oh, geez, if they would have just made it more obvious, I think people would have gone with it and gone, oh, yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, I did once I knew what it was.
Yes, but you didn't recognise it before.
I didn't recognise it before.
Whereas you're a diehard fan.
Yeah, but I didn't. I mean, it's just, it looks. Okay. Once you see it, you go, yeah, that's the building.
Oh, okay. You have to be told. It's not recognisable.
Well, I'm not a big enough diehard fan to
maybe
notice
not.
It.
Fair enough.
Cool. I am done with trivia.
All right. So shall we get into the movie?
Let's do it, baby.
So the first thing is him riding on his motorcycle through traffic, and then he pulls up to the records and tries to get in to see an exec.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what if he had tried another persona? Because he keeps trying. He's obviously done this before. The guy says, it's that guy dressed up as a delivery guy again.
Yep.
I said, what if he came in as a whale? Or better yet, as an exec in a suit. Why didn't he try just a wanker in a suit? He wouldn't
have been
obvious.
He should have tried the suit. I actually said, what if he had dressed better, like an actual courier?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't look like a courier.
No.
He looks like the ripped jeans and knees are showing and where the hell are you going, baby?
Yeah.
I mean, like, seriously, he does not look like a proper courier.
It's his only dress-ups and that's what he's got and he's sticking to it. Probably sexy dress-ups too.
I've got what if at the time he tries to break in, someone else also tries to break in at the same time.
Yeah.
Like a different band. Like it just happens all the time.
Yeah.
Like the security knows about this and it's just everyone doing it.
Oh,
it's just like, then maybe they've got to take tickets. Who's breaking in? Please, if you're coming into business this side, if you're breaking in to try and see an A&R representative on this side, please.
I was going to say, what if this building had security, but they actually had pretty proficient security.
Yeah, I mean, it's reasonable security. They're still, he gets to an executive, which you shouldn't be able to do.
No, you shouldn't, but he does.
But yeah.
It's just bad building layout. My next one is until he gets home with his girlfriend. Because, you know, he gets kicked out. He can't listen to him, refuses to, so cannot listen to him, whether he probably could.
You can talk about that because I've got nothing about those two.
She gets home and he doesn't seem very sympathetic to her and says how what a hard day he has, fucks up her makeup. She clocks him the most magnificent headbutt I've ever seen.
She's really good at hitting him with things.
She's unfazed. This headbutt, she smashes him right in the nose and she's completely unfazed by it. Not only is that domestic violence, but all sorts of weird. I said, what if she killed him? What is it when you king hit somebody?
Yeah.
So what if she killed him by just headbutting him and king hitting him to the ground? She proceeds to do more stuff after that. That's an abusive relationship. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's pretty mean.
Yeah, doesn't warrant actually violence. She reminded me
of Linda. She was a bitch.
Yeah, you don't have to hit somebody. You could just tell them to leave. He seemed pretty docile towards her. And then he has to go and hang out with his bandmates.
Yep.
Which is Pip. And what's the other guy's name? I never
Rex.
Rex, that's right.
It's Rex and Pip.
Devin Rex. And Pip goes to say something and he doesn't. And I said, what if Pip spoke up? Because at one point he tries to say something and what he would say would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't speak up.
No, I can't remember what it was.
Something about, I think they made fun of the fact that he works and misses out on practices.
Yeah, yeah.
But he seems to be the only one that has any work ethic.
He is. He's the only one that has a fucking job.
Yeah. Well, no, they all, okay. Rex has a job.
He's got a job too, yeah. Yeah,
but he has no work ethic.
No, that's true.
He leaves whenever he wants. He steals stuff and he talks to his manager like he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he still has a job, which is outstanding.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, what if he hadn't stolen the pretend guns?
Mm.
They wouldn't have guns.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have got the idea to take them with them.
Yeah. I thought, what if they brought home Barbies?
Well, they brought home a crash test dummy.
Yes. What if they brought home other things that not guns?
Yeah.
Other items that they could have used as
guns
weapons.
Guns don't kill people. Barbie does.
Baseball bats. They wouldn't have cricket bats.
No, they wouldn't cricket bats.
No, because they're American. But yeah, there's other things that maybe, you know, they could have brought back instead. I said, what if you put another condiment in the pistol, like maybe vinegar?
Ooh.
Vinegar to the eyes is pretty bad.
Wouldn't be good, eh?
I don't understand why capsicum is hot sauce.
Oh, well, capsicum is a pepper.
Yes, but it's not a hot pepper.
No, but I think if it went in your eye, I think it's called capsicum spray.
Yes.
So I think it's not good. Like, it's just, if it's going directly into your eyes, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
But, if it's, what if it was jalapenos, like, or something like that?
That's what I thought. Or sriracha. Something quite hot.
Chipotle.
Shit the bed sauce. Like something
shit
like that.
Shit the bed sauce.
I go, shit the bed and the gun.
Shit the sauce bed.
Yeah. And then they have the idea of breaking in to the radio station to get heard so they can be solicited.
Have we gone to the concert where the Sons of Thunder are playing yet?
That's where they get the idea at that concert.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, why? Yeah. I've got something for that.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So I've got... what if talking to your audience like a turd made them like you? Everyone likes Ian, and yet he speaks to them like an asshole.
Treat him mean, keep him keen.
He's just really mean to them.
Yeah, you little fuckers.
Yeah, and he fair enough if he was like, you know, he's revving the crowd up or whatever, and then he goes off stage and he's like, oh, the Sons of Thunder, where do you find these dickheads, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually full on... tells them to, you know, I suppose that's the fun thing of it, whatever. Yeah.
These guys have got, these people,
they don't give a shit.
They want to be talked dirty to.
Yeah, they like it.
Yeah, talk dirty to me, Ian. I love it.
Yeah. So now I'm at the part where they're trying to get in.
Yes. What if a bank card had worked? What fucking planet do they think a bank card's going to work? They should have used a library card instead.
They're fucking morons, those three. They're the most morons.
They're so
ever.
Confident that it's going to work.
Well, Rex is confident it's going to work.
They're calling Pip an idiot. No, he's not an idiot.
No, Pip is just Pip is an idiot, but Rex is not any smarter than Pip is.
Yeah.
Rex thinks he's fucking smart, but he is a dickhead.
Yes.
He does not know what he's
and
doing.
And no way you'd get the code wrong once and it just chews your card up and you
he
don't
get it
back.
He didn't
get
the code wrong. He put his proper code in.
No, but it's his bank card. That's for an ATM.
Yeah.
So there's no way that you'd put a card in, enter a code that doesn't exist, and it would just instantly chew up your card.
Yeah,
it would spit it out.
Yeah, it would just say invalid.
Yeah, and just reject it. I wouldn't even recognize the card anyway, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Then
but it's funnier if they do that.
That's right, yeah. They have a little tiff, and then Chaz and Rex try to go up onto the roof to try and figure out a way in.
Yep.
And I thought, what if they were too far away?
When she smashes the door in
between?
Yeah.
What if she's more alarmed by the fact that he's just been standing behind the door rather than sympathetic to his pain and suffering?
Yeah, she seems to be into him straight away.
Yeah, she's a bit thirsty, that
girl.
So I've
got, what if she doesn't come out at that time?
Yeah.
Because if she doesn't come out, then these guys go on the roof and he just looks at the keyhole and then they probably give up.
Yeah.
Because they can't get in.
Yeah. If she was just a few seconds later, she would have been called back for tickets and never even made it to the door.
So what if they don't make the drop shot? Like he drops the bag and gets it on the thing?
Yeah, I said that. What
and
if
also,
he missed the door?
What if the door closed quicker? The door closes incredibly slow.
For an outdoor security door, I know it has to have the soft close, so it doesn't.
Yeah, but that's very slow.
It's, incredibly
that's
slow.
That's like a screen door with that.
Yes. Yeah, you wouldn't use the security. Yeah, it wouldn't be like that. What if Chaz missed the door? What if the boys stopped what they would? Yes. So then they shoot back to inside the radio station.
Yeah.
And as they're walking through, you see a scene of the guy who's running the radio station and his associate or his, I don't know, whatever who he is, played by Michael Richards.
Yeah.
And I said, what if the boys stopped what they were doing and watched the insensitive man?
I know.
But they didn't.
Just stop what they're doing and watch it. That's what they're paying them for.
That's what they're paying them for. Stop what you're doing and look at the insensitive man.
Sorry. Well, what if they walked over to him and said, "You show a good dog."
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, he might have.
Yeah. What if he liked a bit of a what is it? What are they? What if there was he was admiring a calendar?
Yes.
Of Shih Tzus.
Yes.
In different 1930 movie.
He
genres.
Might have had that calendar up on the wall. Yeah. That would have been quite funny if they had a calendar.
That would have been great.
Except the problem is the movies were in the wrong order.
I don't care. But that would have been great.
They wouldn't have known about it.
It could have inspired. The other part of the other movie.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah, we could have done that. That's fine. It works.
So they find their way to Ian.
Yes.
Who is the DJ guy.
Yeah.
So what if they... I mean, I think they're always going to go find Ian because they think he's, you know, the guy's going to play their tape.
Yeah, he's a lovely bloke.
And they also said, Ian, thanks to Ian for playing our tape. So they're looking for Ian to play the tape, right?
Yeah.
What if Ian just decides to play their tape?
Yes.
Straight away?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, cool. I'll play your tape.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that you guys got in here must be pretty desperate. I'll play your tape.
Well, it would only just speed up the process of the fact that...
Yeah, they can't play the tape.
They can't play it because...
They go, like, I can't play that tape. You'll have to bring me a proper tape.
Yeah.
If they did that without anything else...
Yes.
Without him trying... Like, if he would have gone, I'll play your tape, but I can't play this.
I think they would have left and not had any issue.
Well, maybe. If he would have said, like... Get a security pass, come back, I'll play your tape, we'll put you on, and you guys can tell me why you think it's fantastic. You know, because I think for Ian, that's actually good radio.
It's interesting radio.
It's interesting. He uses them for a little bit to talk.
Yes, yeah.
And then it backfires on him.
I think it's just because he gives zero fucks about his job.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Him and Rex, no point. They don't want to turn up to work.
No. So it'd be interesting to see... I think it would have just escalated, not escalated, there was no, because that all instigated them handing over the tape, saying they would do it once the guns were introduced.
Yes.
So, that wouldn't have happened.
It wouldn't have mattered anyway, because they can't play the tape.
That's right.
I can't play this.
Yeah.
And then they might have got mad. The only reason they really pull the guns is because whatever the ponytail guy, I don't know what his name is.
No, I don't know either.
Anyway.
Milo?
Milo, that's it.
That's right, because you've got to be made of him.
Only reason is Milo starts like talking back to them.
Yeah, he's being an absolute.
He's
cock.
Being
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He makes him leave. He grabs him to.
Yeah.
To gesture for him.
Yeah, exactly,
to get
and
out.
That's why the gun comes out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're not pulling a gun out.
No.
They've got it there in case, but they're not going to. They weren't going to use it.
That's right. Chaz has a whinge and says, you know, you're ruining the industry or something about Rennie. Goes, I am rock and roll. I went, what if Chaz was rock and roll?
I know.
So we just have to play him.
Got to play him. Constantly. I mean, God gave Chaz to us.
Yes, he did. They did. Or she did, depending on what movie you've watched.
Yeah. I love Chaz. They have another dime in the jukebox, baby.
They go searching for a reel-to-reel so they can play this so-called tape. And they meet Marcus. And I said, what if Marcus wasn't so oppressed at work?
Yeah.
He really hates the man.
There's at some point there, and I don't know why, but they call Milo half a butt puppet. I want to know why he's only half of a butt puppet.
And which butt?
And which half is he?
Which butt? No. Which butt is he? Yeah.
Which half of a butt puppet is he?
What's a butt puppet?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It feels like this movie has a lot. This movie kind of falls into this territory where it feels like it's a movie that adults wrote to try and write in teenage speak.
Yeah.
Or try and write in the cool speak.
Yeah.
It has a lot of that and it doesn't make sense. It doesn't feel like it's authentic to me.
Yeah.
But I'm not old enough for this movie in that way because in 94 I was 14. I wasn't into hair metal bands
No, we were young.
We were too young for this.
We liked alternative music.
I wasn't into this. Yeah. Like it didn't, I actually don't like a lot of hair metal stuff. And it's like, you know, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
So I find it really weird. But I don't know if this is half a butt puppet something they used to say. I don't know.
It doesn't ring a bell. It sounds.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, it sounds okay.
But I don't think it's actually something anyone says.
No, probably not.
Anyway, so yeah, Mr. Oppression.
Yes, Mr. Oppression, so oppressed at work. And then I thought, what if pie hole was cracker slang? Any slang that I say is pretty much cracker slang.
It kind of is. It
really is.
I just want to say that I think Jimi Hendrix is like a god.
Yes.
Just like, I love how Pip tries to endear himself to the African Americans in this movie.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix is god.
Yeah, like seriously.
Yeah.
So. But that means he's Lemmy.
Yep, that's right. Because they're both god, aren't they?
That's right.
That's right.
Everyone's god, apparently.
Apparently so.
So they get the tape and they go to play it.
Yes.
And then before he goes to announce them, Ian says, "What's your name?" And I went, "What if the band's name was My Name's Pip?" We'd be no worse than the Lone Rangers.
No, I know. I love the fact that he picks on the Lone Rangers and tries to correct them. Because if he just didn't do that, did his intro.
Yeah.
Tape would have played. Tape would have got chewed a lot sooner. I think as they go and run out, they might have avoided the cops, at least at one direction.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably the back. There was only one cop around the back. Mm. So, you know, just that.
They were kind of arriving. And there's a bit we missed there where Michael Richards crawls away.
Yes.
And he calls the police.
Yes.
They could do that if he doesn't get to call the police.
Yeah.
They probably don't turn up as early.
Yeah.
And then they just run out and they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a bit for that. Like
his instinct was running and hiding was on point.
Yeah, there's a point here because he calls himself Ian the Shark.
Yeah.
And I said, what if Ian the Shark had a whale of a time?
I already made a whale joke. I know,
I made this one.
Yeah, I know. That's all right.
Anyway, so what if what if they made a run for it or if they got out earlier?
Yeah, I reckon if they'd bombarded the cop that was by himself.
Yeah.
I think they would have been all right.
All three of them could have run and maybe one of them would have got caught.
Yeah. Also, what if that cop was first, was the first cop that they saw was 10 Second Tom?
I know.
Hmm. He'd be like, you're under arrest. They run away. And he'd be like, you're under, where'd they go?
then they mentioned Palatine Records and Jimmy Wing or whatever it is.
Yes.
And I went, what if Jimmy Wing goes to the radio station or he calls in straight away?
Yes.
It takes a long time for him to get there, right?
Yes, yeah.
What if he's like, this is what, because he actually said that time.
Yeah.
If it's even in English, it's a gold record.
Yeah.
What if he actually gets in his fucking car and drives over there and he's there within the next half an hour or something, which he probably could be.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's in the same city. He probably can get there half an hour. So it feels like it takes like 4 or 5 hours to get Jimmy Wing there.
Yeah.
Now, if he goes, oh, look, he would want to get there straight away. He thinks this is something.
Mm-hmm.
He would go straight over there. He'd go to the cops, let me talk to them. They want a record deal. Oh, let me talk to them. on the phone, and he picks up the phone and go, look, I was wrong, guys, and whatever. And, you know, I think that the whole situation just goes away. I reckon if they go, oh, you know, we want a record contract, and he goes, yep, this is your record contract, and they probably negotiate everything and whatever, that gives him more time to do everything properly and not just put fucking amps on the fake amps on the roof and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Maybe the whole thing becomes a different story at the end.
Perhaps.
Probably not a very good story. No. Probably a shit story, but yeah. It could happen.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
They're collecting all the people. They realize that there's just random people in the studio, in the radio station.
Yeah.
So they go around collecting everyone to try and put them all in the same room.
Yeah.
And it made me think, what if women were rated on the Clydesdale scale?
The Clydesdale scale is good.
I love the Clydesdale scale. What's that? That's how many Clydesdales would take to rip off her face. God, his character in this is intense.
So weird.
But he's still good. Then they're negotiating, and in order to get their tape from the girl, they have to let out one of the hostages.
Yep.
And they go, who are we going to let out? And Pip goes, I'll go. And I said, what if they let Pip go? What if he played hostage? What if he played hostage instead of...
Well, they've seen him already. The cops seen him.
Yeah, but he said the other two held him up to it. He's not holding a gun.
No. Now, before they do the let the hostage go, this is when Chris Farley and Ernie Hudson turn up.
Yeah.
And our friend 10-second Tom walks over.
Yeah.
And I said, what if 10-second Tom, instead of what he does say, said this? One came out and acted like a monkey.
Yep. I think they're mentally ill.
I think there's something wrong with them.
One seems to be a child. Oh, my goodness. What if they'd got help from other cops like Corky Romano?
Yeah.
And he told him that the gun was all funky.
Yeah, it was all funky. Yeah. Like.
Or what if it was Harry?
Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves from Speed. And they shot the hostage.
I know. Mm. Shoot the hostage.
Shoot the hostage. All right.
It's always a way to go. We got a little kitten here. And yeah, this little kitten decides that it wants to play with wires.
Yeah. See if we can put him up for purring action.
Last
time I did that. Yeah, ooh, I'm think sure we got something. Some. He's touching it with his nose. That's why he's sniffing the microphone. Last time we did this, we got purring.
We did?
We did. Okay. I overheard that episode.
Good, good. I'm glad we got some purr.
Yeah. Perfect. What do you think? Do you think that they would have got shot? I think they would have got shot.
So the next thing is, so they say they need the tape, and they send Chris. He decides to send Chris Farley out there.
Yeah, to find the girl. Find
the girl, right?
Yes.
And I went, what if they sent Alan Cover instead of Chris Farley?
Yeah, I wonder how he would have done in that sort of situation in that sort of club. What if they sent out more than one officer?
I know, like an actual team.
A single officer went.
I know. And he actually says, I'm sending a team. I want you to head it up.
Yep.
He doesn't send a team. He just sends one person.
Yeah, no, there's no team.
I know, it's dumb. There's no Chris Farley in team.
No. I mean, he's a big dude, but he's not a team. He's not
in the team, no.
And then I also said, as they're letting Yvonne out, what if they shot them?
Oh, yeah.
They had a clear shot of them. Why not just shoot them and take them out? They would have.
There's a lot of times here where they could just grab them.
Yeah.
Even though one's still left inside. Yeah. There's a part further on where Chaz and Rex are outside. And from their interactions, they pretty much know Pip's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So they would think, oh, we can just grab these two and go and get the other guy and he's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
And
Shoot a wound. Tase.
Yeah.
This is well before tasers existed.
Yeah, I suppose. So at around this point, and it goes right through this point, so I'm going to say it here. Our friend, whatever his name is, Kramer's character's name is, is crawling through the vents and things like that. That, by the way, that is definitely an homage to Die Hard.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
That's what that's for.
Yeah, he's got the torch. He's got the lighter and everything.
What if they could hear Kramer crawling around in the vents?
Yeah, how do you not hear
or
that?
Or smashing through things.
Yeah.
Or falling through the fucking roof at one point.
Yes, it's quite funny. I don't know where they are and where he is, but he just seems to be on the outer edge and they just can't hear him.
So then the special agents turn up, the negotiator guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Johnson & Johnson, unfortunately.
No.
But it is a special agent.
Yeah.
And he walks over and he gets radio contact with the Kramer one, right?
Yeah.
And I went, what if Kramer was a cook or a Detroit cop?
No, because he's a very insensitive man. what if... so they react... He reacts to something Pip says, and I said, what if Pip was a crack baby? That's not his fault.
Yeah, I know.
That's a bit harsh, I reckon. And then Kramer makes a call and the cop picks it up.
Yep.
And then he realizes he could use him as his informant.
Yeah, that's when he's a Detroit cop. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, what if Lisa wanted David to be her man inside?
That's good.
I'm like, be my man very, inside. Very I'm good. Like, dude, at least take him to dinner first.
So do you think that Rebel Radio, WKPPX, do you think that their ratings would go up?
In what way? From this?
From this event?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So, and Milo's trying to sell ads and everything. So maybe what they should do is they should take this event and realize that if they, like, hand over part of the radio for, you know, half an hour to, like, a young band and let them play their own music and stuff,
yeah,
that people may actually listen a bit more.
He's already sold the station.
Yeah, I know.
But other stations could learn from there.
Exactly.
From this and try that.
And then I do like, so we've got that part with What's-Her-Name and the Kramer character and everything, right?
Yeah.
And I've just got, I really love the bonding between the negotiator and the Kramer, whatever Kramer's character is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he,
I don't know if it's bonding, it's borderline psychotic is what it is.
It's borderline therapy, but he's still talking to him as the Kramer character is trying to, like, crawl through things.
Yeah, 10-4. Let me tell you about my wife. She's a real piece of work.
So then we follow Chris Farley to the club.
Farley.
And I said, what if you find Sarah Connor?
Yeah. Yes. And sends her back. They're also, like, dancing around the studio with all the music that they're playing. And I went, what if dancing with a gun was a sign that the gun was fake?
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's quite clearly using it like a prop. And I'm like, come on, people.
Yeah.
Can you not see that? No normal person would do that with a, like, you know, his fingers on the trigger the entire time. And that's supposed to be, what, an automatic, semi-automatic
weapon? Yeah, I don't
know. It's supposed to replicate. Yeah, it's supposed to replicate, like, a machine gun,
essentially. It's not Tuesday, so I don't know.
No. Oh, shit. Too soon.
Which is at that point where I was talking about the Sarah Connor thing,
yep.
he then gets into like a mosh pit happens around Chris Farley,
yep.
And he gets stuck in the circle.
Yeah,
we've discussed the circle before.
Yes,
not fun.
No, it's the circle of death is what it is.
That's what it is. The circle's not fun.
Yeah, when you're on the outside of the circle, you think you're safe, but then you get dragged in.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the
getting
circle.
Getting pulled in is the most terrifying thing for someone who's not into it. I sat on the outside for a reason. I didn't want to get pulled into the mosh pit. That was not my intention.
No, pussycat.
No. No mosh pit. It's horrible. I felt so bad for him.
I know.
I was waiting for him to do the Ace Ventura dance thing, though, because he's in the room.
Yeah, come on, girls.
He starts putting his hands up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Show me what you got. So I was waiting for that. What if the police could hold a proper perimeter and stop people from crowding around and then maybe block food trucks?
Yeah, food truck turns up at one point. It's not
even a donut truck, so I don't see why they'd even want it there.
It's Los Naked Mariachis. I don't know. It's something in Spanish. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's something, but just like they're letting food trucks in. Stop people from entering. Set up a rim. I'm pretty sure he says set up a perimeter.
Yeah, he tells Chris Farley to set up a perimeter and then he sends him off somewhere else.
Yeah, no, there's
no. So the guy who's supposed to set up the perimeter doesn't even set up the perimeter.
No. Ooh.
Sorry, I've had to take my Uzi off.
Your Uzi?
Uzi. I had to get my Uzi out.
Yeah.
Oof. I was getting hot in here.
I saw skin. Now I'm hot.
It's very cold in Australia. If you're in any other area where it's been very hot.
Yeah, if you're in Northern Hemisphere, we're sorry that cold you're down going here. Through a heat wave.
Although when we say it's cold, it's not cold for them. It's just mild.
No, and when they say it's hot, it's usually not that hot
for
us. No,
it's pretty hot in America. It got there. It really did get there.
Yeah. Well, Nevada got to 54 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, something like that.
That was going to.
It's getting hot in here. They should take off all their clothes.
They should. Yeah, they should talk to Nelly. Is it Nelly? Is that Nelly's song?
I don't know who that is.
It's getting hot. I'm pretty sure it's Nelly.
Chris Brown.
I'm going to lock it in. No, it's not Chris Brown.
Hey, yeah.
All right, now we're old.
Okay. I don't know. I just know, yeah.
Now we sound like the DJ.
Oh, yeah.
Blow your brains out. I don't know.
WKPPX.
All black rappers sound the same.
I don't know. I didn't think it was Chris Brown, but I just decided to say it.
Today, on an unrelated Schneidquest,
Nelly.
My boss made a comment something like, you want shit? We got shit. He made what? That. It's out of context.
You want shit? No, obviously.
You want shit? We've got shit. Yeah. Like he was trying to, like, it was a marketing thing that we were discussing.
Oh, God.
And I said, you sound like, you know, you're like a rap artist. You want shit? We got shit. So then during my lunch break, I decided to Photoshop a photo of him with one of our Western Sydney Business Awards. I gave him a gold Diamante watch.
Yeah.
I gave him bling with a big dollar sign on it. And I even found a pair of gold grills and put it over his teeth and did the comment, you want shit? We got shit. So I turned him into a rapper.
I thought you might put his face on, like, say, what's her name? Anaconda. What's her name?
Oh, yeah, her.
That sounds like something she would sing. Yes. You want shit? I got that's shit. What is her name? Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj.
I couldn't think of her name. Yeah. I was like, that sounds so much like a Nicki Minaj line.
So, yeah, it was a bit black rap. Inspired today my work, so well, that's quite funny.
I think it was Nelly.
Oh, and then I called sure him. Nelly's I said, "You're not 50 Cent. You're 50 degrees because it's something sciencey."
50 Kelvin.
50 Kelvin. That's even better.
That's really what.
Where
really
were you, dipshit?
I was probably working.
Yeah, probably. I wasn't.
I'm fucking being yelled at by people.
Yeah, I was being yelled at by two people too, but I didn't care. Not today. I had an energy drink, so I was happy.
Someone makes a run for it.
Yes.
Who makes a run for it and then Joe Montana tackles him?
Joe Montana tackles him.
I think Milo makes a... Anyway, there's a point there with someone... I think it might be Milo he tackles. And I said, he's the best tackler since Joe Montana. And I'm like, I wonder if that's actually the part they're referencing, because he does tackle someone, and he's Joey Montana.
Yes. You know how The Simpsons have all these things where they predict the future?
Yes.
So I thought, what if this movie is a prediction for the future, and skid marks start World War IX?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She's got a few wars to get through before nine.
Yeah, but, like, what if it's, you know, it's a case of you left skid marks on your undies and on the floor. Like, that's not good. It does start
World War IX.
Yep. What if they'd missed the KPPX... easy listening box in their travels. Oh, yeah,
that wouldn't have got so upset if they didn't know about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, he gets, they I get Milo on their side changes. At that point.
Yeah.
So not Ian. Milo, sorry. Yeah,
Ian goes on their side. Yes. Everyone's on their side at that point.
Yeah. Apart from Milo. They all gang up on Milo as a common enemy.
They don't like Milo anyway.
No, but now they really have. But now they're going to lose their job, so they don't give a shit.
Yeah,
they know they're pretty much on the out, so there's no reason to be loyal to him.
So then Chaz calls out in the radio for... Kayla, if you're listening. Yes.
At this point, this Farley's already found her.
Yes.
And he's trying to talk to her.
And she, yeah.
She listens, but she doesn't quite listen. And she just fucks off and leaves the cop behind.
Yeah.
So I said, what if she'd cooperated?
Yeah.
So if she was just left with him earlier. Voluntaria. Yeah. Voluntaria. Fuck.
Sounds like a disease.
Come to Voluntaria. What if she left voluntarily with him, then there wouldn't have been an altercation with the Hispanic guys with the piercing. Gang
people, yeah.
Because
he wouldn't have to improvise.
No, he would not have to, although his improvisation is like one of the highlights of this movie.
Can I just say,
especially the way he holds it.
When he pulls it like that.
Yeah.
If you had a bunch of guys that are tough and whatever, and he pulls one of their things, he's getting punched.
Yes.
They're not all going to help their friend.
They support them, but then one of them would be going after him. Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah. He whinges.
It's funny because it improvised. Yes. But apart from that, it's the fact that he reacts
like a little bitch and they're all like, oh, baby, are you all right?
Yeah.
So maybe they're like secretly gay. I don't know.
Could be. Maybe who knows? Like, maybe they just really like their friend.
Maybe they're all brother husbands and they're just looking after their bro.
Okay. Fair enough.
So yeah, you never know. What if Kayla had crashed saving the tape?
Yeah,
I love how she miraculously knows which intersection she threw it out at.
I know, she wouldn't fucking know that. No. I went, well, she can't find the tape.
Yeah.
What if someone had picked up the tape? Because it's the tape on the ground. Yes. They might have just picked it up and thrown it in the bin or put it somewhere else. It gets thrown
to the middle of the street.
Yeah.
It gets kicked run over. To the gutter. No, it gets kicked to the gutter.
Yeah.
Then somehow by one of those bouncing cars.
Comes back.
Pulled out of the gutter and under the wheel.
And then gets pissed on by a dog.
Yeah. In the middle of the street, a very busy road.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. It's fucking weird. That's the traveling. It's the sisterhood of the traveling cassette tape.
Spool Spool Sisterhood.
By the way, in my searches during our covers, trying to find our school photo.
Yeah.
I found the cassette tape that you made me for one of our anniversaries or birthdays or whatever.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about it is, because you didn't mark it with anything.
Yeah.
So my mum had wrote David's singing tape to Lisa.
Aww.
And it's inside the cassette tape. So
oh,
I found that, I forgot that it was
that's
there.
Nice.
It fell behind the thing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so there, cassette tape.
David's
had it in,
singing tape
had it in my
we're
hand.
We're not playing that ever.
No. We're not playing that. That's not part of the podcast.
I do not sing.
That's just for me.
I only sing when it's the start of a podcast and it's born to make smells. All right? That's the only time I'm doing it.
Sounds like our daughter's soundtrack.
Born to make smells.
I want that now. What if the crowd revolted against Chester? The truth comes out. And everyone's on his side.
Yeah, because
what
you know what?
What if they revolted against the nerd?
But they're all nerds deep down inside. That's the thing. See, the negotiator guy is trying to drive a wedge between him and these cool people.
Yeah.
But they realize that the people who are into this kind of music were probably nerds themselves.
That's right. So it doesn't work out for his
It doesn't work out because they're not the cool kids. The cool kids are not into metal.
No.
The cool kids are not into, like, hairband stuff.
No, they're not. No, they like all the pop. Yeah.
They like.
It's the people
Bryan
that
Adams.
Get picked on. Yeah, now nerds are a popular thing. It's not what it was like back in those days, in the 80s at least.
Yeah, and I mean, people don't just because you're a nerd doesn't mean you don't like good music.
This is true.
So next bit I've got is when they start getting the, when they start asking for strange things.
Yes.
So I've got. What if they ask for naked pictures of Betty White?
More acceptable than Bea Arthur, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Bea Arthur's outstanding.
She is outstanding.
Betty White might be off her rocker.
Do you think there were existing photos of Bea, or did she do a quick photo shoot?
Oh, that's
with
a
Polaroids
very good point.
Just for this occasion.
Well, maybe she has them on file in case anyone
They were
asks.
Like blown up.
I wonder how Bea Arthur thought about this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I wonder what she thought about this movie. Did someone say, hey, they mentioned you in this?
Yeah, it's like someone called her and said, hey, you're being mentioned in this movie, Bea. Come and listen. Come and watch this.
I wonder how she
like they did
that.
for Mr.
I mean, she's,
Palantine.
She was a funny lady. I don't think she would have minded.
No, I think she would have been like, hey, how did they get those photos of me? I'm making them pay for those photos.
Well, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I want royalties. Probably
I
ask
just
for
think
royalties.
It's quite funny.
Yes.
It's strange.
No, I think it would have been great. It would have been worse if it was Estelle Getty that they were after.
Well, Betty White's older than Estelle Getty, but yeah.
That's right. She was, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She didn't look it, though.
No.
In those in the show.
Rue McClanahan.
Yep.
Funny, though, I wrote Rose Nyland first and then realised, no, wait, they used the actress's name. I shouldn't use it. So I remembered her fucking character's name and then wrote that and then went, oh, shit, no, I mean Betty White.
It'd be better if they asked for naked photos of her ex-husband, Stan.
Oh, God, Stan.
Stan.
Maybe they should have asked for naked photos of MacGyver.
Ooh, or the guy from Empty Nest.
Ooh.
Harry? I think his name
Charlie.
Is Harry. Charlie. Charlie was the dickhead.
Yeah, the next door.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the old guy.
Yeah, the old guy.
Oh, yeah, that was Harry.
Yeah, Harry. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant, the guy from Empty
no,
Nest.
No, I'm just thinking like in
Charlie
1994, if you're going to ask for naked pictures and you ask for a male actor.
John Stamos?
No. It's got to be someone unusual, though. It can't be someone who a gay person might think is attractive.
Oh.
John Stamos is too cute.
David Spade?
Yes. That would be really fucking funny.
Right? Callback. Love it.
Oh, even better, they should have asked for naked pictures of Adam Sandler. That would have fucking been hilarious.
No one at this point.
Oh, I know, but it would be fucking hilarious. Naked pictures of Joe Montana.
Naked pictures of Encino Man.
Maybe.
Naked pictures of John Travolta.
Yeah, maybe.
That would have been someone that, you know. Tom Cruise.
Naked pictures of Alan Alda.
That's better.
Like that.
Yeah, that's better.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like, yeah, let's not go any further.
No, that's true.
We've talked
about
enough
naked
pictures.
Yeah, even though I'm reminiscing about other things now. then she turns up. They get
yes,
the tape.
They do get the tape.
She's like, I brought the tape. They welcome her in with open arms before they've actually handed over the fucking tape. She hands over the tape to Rex and it's trashed.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he takes his mate's side because she's just a fucking asshole.
She is, yeah.
I came all this way and brought this to you and went, wow, this is great quality. Thanks for that. Then he throws her. I said, what if he threw her out? Which he does kinda.
Yeah.
He pushes her towards the doors and goes, just leave. No, why didn't he actually just threw her out? Not just left her in the hallway to help herself out.
We've jumped a little bit.
Oh, did we? Sorry.
I've got a couple of points.
What happens
before
did
that
I
one.
Miss?
So there's a point where, what's his name? Adam Sandler's character is like with the girl.
Yeah. Oh, the sex scene.
And they're talking. Yeah. So it's just before the sort of sex scene thing.
Yeah.
And she's there. She goes, "What are you thinking about?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Swimming pools." And I said, "What if he was thinking about high quality H2O?"
Mm. Just floating around in it.
And then,
what are you thinking about? My mama always said
I should think about water.
Water. Because water makes everything better.
Because you were dehydrated. You need some fluids.
Hop on.
Hop on, little girlie. Y'all like what I did to your...
Your pussy.
Anyway. And
you're
then
a Virgo.
The other part.
It.
Is he finds they find pool equipment.
Yeah.
And so the negotiator's like, we're going to get this guy a gun.
Yes.
So they go up to the ventilation shaft.
Yeah.
And you'll get a gun. My question is, why didn't they just cut the top of the ventilation shaft and go in that way?
Yeah.
Rather than try and get a gun to a guy in there. Yeah. Send someone in there. And then what they could have done
Remember
is
though,
send
this
someone
guy
in there.
Was in the...
He's
Marines.
In the Marines, apparently.
Yeah,
but he can send someone to help him.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to help him out.
Yeah.
I'll send one of my guys in with you and they can work with you.
That's right.
A bit of an executive decision kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. What else is there? Because I jumped on
the chair. And then it's to the point where she goes psycho and she throws the chair. I went, what if she didn't throw the chair and melt the board?
Yeah.
So, or what if someone had said she's going to throw a chair?
Mm-hmm.
She's throwing a chair and they blocked it or something?
Yeah, yeah. What if she'd hit him?
Yeah.
And killed him?
What
knocked
if,
him
yeah,
out?
Yeah, and he doesn't get rid of her properly. Like
no.
you said, he needs
yeah.
to get rid of her properly.
Yeah.
Kind of half does, and then he's like, you're being a spaz.
He should see the warning signs. So many red flags with this woman. Oh, I know she's frustrated, but she's allowed him to do this to her.
But you know that they end up together at the end of this movie.
Yes, I know. But I'm sure they'll probably in 3 months get their memories erased and then...
Well, maybe.
Go to Montauk.
Probably Joel.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yep. They're not good together. She's a fucking psychopath. If this role was reversed,
yeah, I know
that would not be okay.
No, it's not.
But she's allowed to be unhinged.
Ooh, imagine this movie with the roles reversed.
Yeah, they're trying to make a pop band. Say they're three girls trying to do their own girl band.
Three girls doing a rock band. You can have a girl rock band in there.
I just feel like let's switch
90s.
It up. If we're gonna sweep them around, we'll just make it pop. I don't mind if it's pop. I'm not sexist about it.
That's not a sex thing.
No, but it's, you're saying,
oh,
well, they can be a rock band.
No, I'm just saying
let's flip
the whole movie.
Let's flip the switch.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, they could have been the cause.
I never really liked chairs anyway.
Or forgotten.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't remember. But what if, you know, if that was, if he had, if her boyfriend had headbutt her.
Yes.
Proceed to push her out.
Fucking domestic violence.
Throws her his makeup at her. Him.
Yes.
Fuck.
Him, her.
Yeah.
Maybe they're all theys. Maybe it's all non-binary.
Maybe, yeah. So them. Oh,
it's getting
God.
Confusing.
That's
now.
Going to fuck me up. I can't do that. I can't do that. You're like, are you meaning plural or them? Fuck. I don't know. So, yeah, if it was reversed, if a man was treating a woman in that way, no.
Yeah.
It's perfectly okay for this fucking psychopath to headbutt him, throw him out, almost kill him with a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Completely destroy public property
mm-hmm.
and just be like, tell me you love me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Annoying.
Fucking shut up and move on.
It's fucking bullshit.
If
She's
I,
an annoying character.
Get the hint. If he's not into you, fucking why are you doing the... Like, yeah.
She just wants to be... She wants to live the rock and roll lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's
She's
what
the crybaby lady.
Yeah. But think about it, right?
She's from Crybaby.
She's been doing
fucking weirdo.
All the fucking work, right?
Yeah.
She's been working while he's been lounging around and whatever.
Yeah, because she's waiting for the payoff because she's a fucking...
Of course she is.
She's a groupie that wants the payoff.
Mm-hmm.
Not because she thinks he's talented. She just wants the payoff.
Yeah, exactly. She
she's riding. She's
him.
She's riding it out until she's got it made. How does that make her a fucking saint?
It doesn't. I'm not saying that at all.
No, I know. I'm just saying that. She's like... That's what the thing is, you know? That's mm-hmm. her excuse. She's been letting him do this. Well, one, she's letting him do this. And two, she's a fucking monster.
Mm-hmm.
So I just absolutely hate this character because I'm just like, oh, they love each other. It's so nice. No, she's a fucking mental case. Like, red flag city. You know when there's someone there at the end of the races?
Oh, I know. I know red
like,
flag city.
But like 15 of them just flapping around.
Yeah, that's right.
I just hate it. Just hate it.
There's like a bull there too.
Yeah, yeah. So much red.
It's just too much red.
It's that panda.
I know, they're turning red.
It's me on my second day of my period.
I see red,
so
I see red, I see red.
Simply Red is there.
Simply Red is there.
Yep, yep, Red Simons with a massive gong.
That's right.
Like, it's just excessive amounts of red.
You know what?
God,
it's just like a thing that's black and white and red all over.
Yep. Newspaper Ma.
That's right.
Yep. Or a frog in a blender. A zebra in a blender.
Zebra in a blender. What's green? Well, that'd be hard to get them in there.
What's green and red and goes faster than a Lamborghini? Frog in a blender. Ooh. Yeah, right? Too soon?
Not too soon.
Yep.
It's not soon enough.
Anyway.
It's not easy being green.
Imagine
this movie with Muppets in it.
Is it the kill the power? Do they kill the power? Is that why they're trying to negotiate with people outside? Do the kill the
power bit. Yeah, there's a kill the power bit. And then they send... So they kill the power and then they instantly send Harold Ramis's character there, which is not good.
No.
And they're already... Like, if they hadn't... You reckon if they hadn't killed the power, they'd just sent the Harold Ramis character, they might have thought that it was him?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. They're just... I don't know if that happens around the same time. I can't recall. It does,
the same time.
Yes, it
does. So what happens is they kill the power and then he knocks on the door.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels organized.
Yeah.
Like, we'll kill the power, we'll get you in there.
Yeah.
If rather than cutting the power, if they just sent the Harold Ramis, because he is a cop, back to knock on the door and said, oh, it's whatever from Capitol Records, he gives them identification, but they don't believe it's him, right? Now, what if they believe it's Harold Ramis? Like, if he's a cop and they get him inside there... They've still got guns. What's he going to do? He's just going to talk to them.
I reckon if there was an Australian there and they saw Harold, they would have went, halt! Don't come in here.
Oh, that was bad. That's a bad
And where have you been?
Paying attention. You have
been gone for so long.
I know.
Where did you go now?
Well, they have them no longer leaving the porch light on for Harold Holt anymore.
That's not an ancient joke. That's an Australian joke. Then Kramer drops from the ceiling.
Yeah, so that's the part with the... No, well, that doesn't happen just... Shortly after that. That doesn't happen just yet. Yeah, it happens soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I couldn't figure which way... when it's not... Jimmy Wing doesn't turn up until after the gunshots go off. Because what happens is... Yeah, that's right. They close the door and do the thing and then break the gun.
Yeah.
That's right. And Marlo sees it and they all see their fake guns and our favourite character, David Arquette, goes mental... And just run, woo! Just runs out.
He's a fucking idiot.
Woo!
He is such a loose unit. If there's ever a definition in a dictionary for the word for the term loose unit, there is a little gif of him doing this scene. Just woohoo! You guys and then what are crazy. If
the cops, Rodney King, the guy who didn't understand the Rodney King before?
Yeah. Yes.
Because they almost do.
Yep.
They like fucking slam him against the thing, and then he finally says, "There, it's a plastic gun, right?" Like, what if? What if they didn't assault him? And what if in assaulting him, they stopped him from saying plastic gun? They wouldn't have run in. And that gun still probably goes off.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes much difference because the gun probably still goes off. Because Joe Montagna is all of a sudden on their side.
What if they yelled out Rodney Fenwick? That's just a kid that I used to go to school with.
Yeah, you don't want to read that. No one wants that.
No. Rodney Rude. Rodney Rude. Rodney Rude. Rodney Rude. So, yeah, my next one is where he starts shooting from the...
Yeah, so... He drops from the ceiling. He drops it, right? And the gun goes off. First of all, I know nothing about guns, but I'm pretty sure a gun does not start firing if it hits the floor.
No, it's not motion sensitive. It has a trigger.
Yeah.
There's no way hitting the gun. And it just keeps firing, too.
Yeah, it just keeps firing. Yeah. And it does not hit a single person.
Mm-mm.
What if someone gets shot by this gun? All of a sudden, this is a different situation because they hear gunfire and someone has been shot...
Yes.
This
escalates
everything
greatly. Yes. Yeah. There's gunfire has been shot.
Page.
Yeah. So what if Kramer had just bless you. I said what if Buscemi could coordinate his body? Like how does he not know the gun is still in the door?
He's dumb.
And then what if Kramer had held off just that little bit longer? What if all the peeps that ran away are what if all the people outside had run away at the start of gunfire?
Gunfire. Well, it's Tuesday there, so it's okay.
They didn't move.
Actually, it's Friday, but maybe it's a Tuesday.
It's day. Friday. I have a gun.
Well.
Monday, you can blow
You know apart. What country this is.
I know.
It's but LA.
They all come back.
This is LA in the 90s.
They all come back to gunfire.
Yeah, well.
This is before the...
They just had Rodney King.
I assume this is before the regular shootings that occur. In America.
Yeah. Look,
I feel like they were more of a problem.
Feels like LA has always been a problem. I don't know anything about LA, but it always feels in movies that LA
is violent. Sheryl Crow talked about it.
Did she?
She said, this is LA.
That's right. All we want to do is have a little fun. All I want to do is a
little gun in my bag, said the man next to me.
All I want to do is shoot my gun on a Tuesday, said the man next to me from KPPX.
We're not making fun of you, America. We're just making fun of most of you.
Just making fun of stupid laws.
Yeah.
Never get changed.
Your constitution. Emphasis on the tit.
Yeah.
In that.
There are amendments to the constitution.
Oh, sorry. Is that what it is? An amendment. Amendments sound like they're meant to be changed. Just saying.
Well, they are changed. They didn't have it in there originally, and then someone added it.
Right.
They've added it.
So they're additives.
Yes, they are.
You know what additives do? They're very bad for you. They're not good for you. Should go all natural and get rid of your additives. Make them originals.
Yeah.
Not amendments.
Anyway, let's keep moving.
There's a public service announcement for the day. What if they let the eight-legged freak back in? Come on, man, let me in.
No, get that. I love how he says that guy's creepy or something. What's he say?
Yeah.
Get that guy's mental, get him out of here.
Yeah.
I reckon he would be more interesting. I should have let him join the band.
He could have been a backup dancer. He could have been a roadie. Check 1, 2. It's crazy, y'all. It's crazy. And also, he's acting slightly unhinged and he's got this crazy look in his eye. And I thought, what if he starts yelling out, I'm covered in caca?
You just slept
there. God. And he looks just like him.
Yeah.
Because he's got the blonde hair. So it's just, he has this look on his face like, I'm not going postal.
That's right.
He's postal.
He's gone postal already.
That's a reference to C-Spot Run, which we haven't done yet. I apologize.
We will eventually.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will.
Maybe I'll pick it for next week.
Maybe you will. Ooh. You might.
Maybe.
So Jimmy Wing turns up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just caught, what if he gets them off? As he claims he's going to do. He said, I'll get you off.
Yeah, well.
Well.
Make sure you take me out to dinner first.
He gets that fist and shoves it in the air.
Yes.
Won't you?
He hands him a pearl earring.
That's right.
A diamond earring. A diamond pearl. Earring. Sorry, that's a pearl necklace.
It's a different necklace to that.
Sploosh.
Don't you.
Come on me.
Forget about me.
So they're organizing their contract.
Yes.
And they agree that Milo's going to be their fucking manager.
Well, he's going to help them with their contract.
Yeah, and get 5%.
Get 5%, which is good for him. 5% is better than nothing,
I suppose. Yep.
He's going to make money out of this.
I said, "Ooh, what if Judd Nelson wasn't on St. Elmo Fire?"
My God.
Thank you.
Oh, can we just say the other day the video thing of Jamie Parr's Selmo's Fire came on.
Yes.
And I said to you, like I say every time,
yep.
If you guys haven't seen this, look up St. Elmo's Fire, which is a song by, it's called Man in Motion, St. Elmo's Fire. Yeah,
it's a movie that they use in the
Parr?
Movie.
I think his name's something Parr, anyway.
Yes, yeah.
Now, it's got like the film clip to it. It's got like bits of the movie St. Elmo's Fire in it.
Yeah.
Which has Judd Nelson.
Yes.
And amongst Emilio and a bunch of other people. It has the Brat Pack, basically.
Yeah.
It's got a bunch of them.
Allison Sheedy is in it.
Yep.
And the other mousy girl who plays the vet in Turner and Hooch.
Yes, she's in it too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And other people. Andrew McCarthy.
Oh, yes, that's right. Mannequin Boy.
He was huge.
Yes.
Man,
oh, he was. 80s. Yeah. He's the Mannequin Boy.
Anyway, so this film clip is on, right? And then at some point, right near the end of the film clip, it cuts to like there's an alley on the side of this whatever the hotel place is, right?
Higher.
Yeah. And so Jamie Parr starts walking and then just randomly walks up to every one of the cast of this Cinema's Fire. And every one of them looks uncomfortable as he's singing at them. And it is the weirdest thing I think I've ever seen in a film clip. Especially when he just kind of holds someone's hand and like, yeah, like puts his arms around them.
I can feel the fear coming.
It's gone, man.
It's so weird.
It's like none of them want to be there. Yeah. We know they want to be there. And yet you're acting like you're their best buddy. It's
the weirdest
film clip.
Come on, guys. We've got to do this film clip. Let's just pull this shit together.
And I love when he puts his arms around the two people and tries to walk them down.
Yes.
And they're like, what's going on?
Yeah, they're like,
it's like they didn't know what was happening.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, let's move off St. Elmo's Fire. So I've got, what if Jimmy calls the lawyers and they claim that is a publicity stunt?
Yes.
That this is our new band and we just did this as a publicity stunt and it was all faked and whatever.
Yeah.
And then they apologise to the police and they use it as an actual publicity stunt.
Oh, I think they would have been liable and they don't want that.
No, but they could. Like he says he's going to use his lawyers to get them out of it.
Yes.
You know,
then they might try that.
I think they would do something like that. But if he does that earlier on And he's, and then once as a publicity stunt, he then turns it into a concert,
mm-hmm.
not into a video. He turns it into a live concert that they can video
yeah.
and then they can use it later.
It's quite clear they just want their song to be played.
Yeah.
So just give them what they fucking want.
Give them the guitars and let them play it live.
Yeah.
And then once they've played it live, they're going to have this devoted pin like that. They can then take them back to the studio and do the video.
Do all the other rest, yeah.
And they don't need to do it now.
No.
They can pump the brakes on the fucking video for 5 minutes.
Even the footage of them trashing the set could have been used for a film clip.
Yeah. Like,
slow motion of a smashing of a guitar.
It's the anti thing that everyone's getting into.
Yeah.
Let them play it and let them do what they need to do.
Yeah.
And play their song. And then once they've played their song, you know what? Once they've played their song and they don't have to record it with the camera and stuff, mm-hmm. they can do that later.
Yeah.
Let them play to these people.
Yeah.
And then walk them out and then say, oh, if you like this, then their concert's going to be on in like 2 months or whatever.
Yeah.
And their new film clip will be on MTV like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, let's go back to the studio and do the recording there. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes much more sense than what they try to do.
Yeah, I know.
Jimmy Wing doesn't play this right.
No. There's a little bit where they're doing the contract. That's yes. the word I'm looking for. And Chaz just needs to focus and sit by himself for a bit. He's got to decompress.
Yes.
So he's sitting there and he's eating. He's. I said, what if he was wheezing the juice? Because he eats a burrito that maybe it wasn't thawed out in the middle.
Yeah, it wasn't a good burrito.
Like an Encino man would have eaten the frozen one. I said, what if they made him sit there and he just bites into a frog.
Oh.
That would be fucking amazing. One of the cops is Paulie Shore and looks at him and just goes, nah.
What if he gets a bucket of chicken and like 4 pizzas and just like sits in a lounge and just keeps eating and eating and eating constantly? And they can't get him out of the studio because he's too big. Oh, man.
Love it.
What if Steve Buscemi gets hit in the side of the head and then his eyes go all weird cross-eyed and he's like, looks great to me. Man, that gif is used so many times.
I don't know if that first one about all the food, I don't think they could have orchestrated that one.
Oh, she's so good. This is what I live with, people. She's good. She's real good.
What if Pip did fart on a snare drum?
Well, yeah, I know.
Has anyone tried it? It might sound good.
I don't know.
Depends on the fart. Soft. It depends on the fart. We've done some doozies that have some good vibrato in them.
Yeah, but I don't know if you're not making actual physical contract.
Contact.
Contact. That's the word, not contract.
But I reckon if you were fighting from beneath it, because the snare drum, yeah. Remember the snare drum? Yeah, yeah. So you've got the two together. That's the snare, isn't it? The one that...
No, that's the hi-hat. The snare is just a drum.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't do anything.
Oh, no. Because I was thinking if it was the hi-hat, button
on
a
hi-hat, it would...
Yeah, yeah, you just... Yeah, the vibrate would... Yeah.
I go mad when I hear a cymbal.
I'm going to try and fart on a tambourine. I need a tambourine.
Please, Mr. Tambourine Man, yeah, fart on me.
Fart a song for me. Fart on me.
Because I know I'll never find another you.
Oh, that's our song.
What if they give them power?
Yep.
And they actually let them play?
Yeah. So they're all props, though, so no matter what, they won't have any power. I don't know if they're props or they're just whatever.
I think they're props. I don't think they can organise it in time.
They make the crowd rush the stage.
Yes.
So they break the line again, this existent perimeter that they think these cops think they have.
Yeah, these cops don't have a perimeter.
I said, what if they killed Farley?
Oh, God. He gets trampled.
He gets run out. I miss Chris Farley because Chris Farley makes me think of John Candy.
I know, both of them. So here's the thing for you. They have no power.
Yeah.
Why does Ian have a microphone that works?
The mics did work, but none of the amps worked.
But how does the mics work?
Because they had power. They just don't have amps. Amps are fake.
How can anyone hear them then? They need an amp for people to hear them.
Or the mics might be set to just one amp.
Okay.
That mic has an amplifier.
But why would you bother with that and not anything else?
No, I don't know.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Because they're trying to get the crowd up.
Yeah, and then I've got one last one, which is in that same point.
Mm-hmm.
I went, who did the receptionist hair? The reception lady.
Oh, she probably did her own. Why?
Did you see her hair?
I don't remember it.
Oh my god, she's got like a,
something about Mary.
She's got like a blue color through it. And it's all curled up, and it's like been. It's like they've spent like 4 hours doing her hair.
They may well have, because they come out with a Lone Ranger costume for Pip.
Yeah, but
like there's people, there's outfits, there's all sorts of things. They've orchestrated.
So they can do all that, but they can't get like some amps on the back on the top of the fucking.
But they don't. They don't need it, so they don't want it. It's all about the look. It's nothing about the sound. I said, what if they escaped by surfing the crowd?
They could have.
They could have dropped down and then run away. Like, they could have helped them with their getaway.
But they really want to run away because they're kind of famous now and they kind of want to cash in on this.
That's true, yeah. But, you know, being on the run.
And they are born to raise hell.
It just keeps the dream alive.
Yeah.
Then they're in prison and I said, what if Orange was the new Rock? And then my last one was a happy ending. What if they got shanked in prison?
Ooh, that's not happy.
What if they didn't like their music? What if there were some country music fans in there that, you know?
Well, it is like Folsom Country Blues. What if there was
people
blues.
That thought Hendrix is God, yeah. Not Lemmy?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So got a vendetta for them. Mm. I held up a convenience store and I'm not getting a music contract.
Exactly.
And I lost my pickup truck and my dog.
I know.
And my woman left me.
My woman left me with the dog.
Yeah,
and
just because I chose country and you chose rock and roll.
I'm a little bit country.
Yeah. So, yeah, what if that happened and they got shanked?
Well, they might have. Shanked.
They said they'd be out in 6 months if they were good.
No, he said six months. Three months if they're good.
Yeah.
If they behave themselves. If they behave themselves.
Yeah, for good behavior. Good behavior point. Yes, yeah.
So, it's good. I've got to say, Joe Montaigne.
Oh, yeah, no, he's good.
He is good in this.
He's one of the, I think he's the best. Chris Farley, second to none.
Chris Farley, good. Chris is fairly good.
Yeah, Chris Farley.
I mean, look, I can understand why this movie didn't do great.
Yeah. Star power in this movie, though.
But I don't know if it is. Like, for 1994, Brendan Fraser, when did he do Encino Man?
Not just Brendan Fraser. I'm talking about Farley. I'm talking about fucking Mr. Ghostbuster Man himself.
Yeah, Ernie Hudson wasn't a big star ever, though.
Really?
No, I think of the four Ghostbusters, Ernie Hudson's probably the one that... He had a good career, not saying anything like that. And he was in a lot of things, but he was never the star.
I don't know, I just thought...
Harold Ramis was never the star either.
Maybe I'm just seeing this with 20-year-old eyes.
Yeah, look, okay, we'll go through the... I've got the list. I'll go through the
people. This movie's 19 years old. Is that right? Am I checking this right?
Be more than 19. It's 1994. It's 29 years old.
Oh my god, no. Why did I do that to myself?
Okay,
oh,
so Brendan Fraser, don't think he's a big star. Steve Buscemi's not a big star. Adam Sandler, no. Chris Farley, maybe. Yes. Michael Caine's not a big star. Judd Nelson, maybe. But he's only a very small role.
I think he's more has been.
Joe Montaigne, Michael Richards, Seinfeld had been on, but not.
Not quite to the fame.
No, I 94? Think. Well, Seinfeld would have started in, like, 91, 92, something like that.
It just
that.
Feels like it's got more of a cult following at the end of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's probably a decent star.
Yeah.
David Arquette's not a big star, although he does have a star family.
Yeah.
Harold Ramis, maybe. And then it's, like, the other ones are all cameos. So, I don't think there's anyone huge as a star. I think there's enough star power here. This one feels very much like one of those Saturday Night Live alumni kind of movies.
It does a bit, doesn't it?
And I feel like they never do good.
Yeah.
Do well.
I love this movie, though. They do well.
This is a great movie.
It is really good.
I really love this.
No, I love it. I love Brendan Fraser. So, this movie's
good.
Your
wail. Did you wail every time you see him? Woo!
I had a whale of a time watching this.
Exactly. Just like Ian.
That's right.
Ian the Shark having a whale of a time.
Oh, nice. Well, that was...
I think you just orchestrated that joke.
You can't do that.
With that killer whale. What's the purpose of this?
Oh, fuck, that's not even... What? Are you all right?
Okay, let's move on.
You are on very thin ice right now.
She gets me back.
Seriously.
All right, so...
Start waving. Say bye.
All right, bye everyone. No, not bye yet. We gotta announce the movie for next time.
I already said it.
Are you really going to do it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's see Spot Run.
All right, why not?
We're going to do a David Arquette double shot. I'd say, phew. I'm covered in caca.
Oh, I love see Spot Run.
Let's just do it. Let's
okay.
just do it.
Why not? I don't mind.
I know.
I've got nothing better to do.
No, neither do I.
Okay.
Except you. Except you.
We're not doing Waterboy.
No, we did that already. Except you. Thank you for listening this week, and we will be in your ear holes again next week.
Norman Rockwell.
I can pick up a $5 note with my ass.
Bye.
Bye.